everyone. Welcome back to 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. I am your host, Francesca, and welcome to the How I Got Here series. This is the series where I am pulling back the curtain and just sort of opening up about how I became a working mom turned podcaster. I feel like everyone has been interested in that story. So today's episode, we're going to talk about consistency and the lie that I believed for so many years that once I'll have time, I'll just show up. You know, if I have more time, I'll show up kind of thing. And in my past life, I was a litigation paralegal for over a decade. That job was 100% all consuming. I'd leave work drained and the podcast just kept getting pushed to later. So in May of 2025 of last year, I quit, and I break all of this down in episode 48, The Pivot. So go ahead and take a listen. But today I want to talk about the part nobody really warns you about. And it's that quitting didn't instantly make me consistent. So this episode is just the real, at least my version and my perspective, my POV of what consistency actually takes and how I'm building that while life is still lifing. Okay, so let's get started. I know that you're all caught up. Episode 48 talks about the pivot, everything you need to know, get caught up on that, on how I got here. And I already talked about how I leave my job mentally. I was mentally drained and exhausted. Like, I had nothing left to give after you're working a 9 to 5, no mental space, no energy, especially, you know, being a mom, forget about it. That's out the window. So I quit in May of 2025 without another income lined up. This was an agreement that I had with my husband. He thought it was like, you have to pull the trigger. You have to leave in order to make this work. And from May of 2025 all the way through September of 2025, I made $0 from this podcast. Zero. And thank goodness that my husband was supporting us. That was the agreement. So that safety net was a blessing and it was working. But here's the thing. Sometimes it feels like I made the right choice. Like, I know that quitting that job was the only way to build 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod as a business. And sometimes, a lot of times, I also feel like I effed up. Both things are true at the same time. So now I have this new schedule because my old schedule doesn't work for me anymore, especially because now I'm running 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod as a business with sponsors. Now I have sponsors. And I'm also running a legal service business, and that's how most of my income is coming in right now. So anyways, my old schedule looked something like, you know, I would drop off my daughter at school, I would come home, and then I just sort of answer emails, take phone calls, do pre-interviews for other guests around, you know, that time, and vet the guests there, and maybe work on social media. Sometimes I'll do the occasional scripting and recording in the mornings. But then I feel that, I don't feel, that's a lie. What happened was that stopped working. I was doing a lot of noise work in the morning when I should be focusing on like this. I should be recording episodes. I should be recording content because that's what my team depends on. That's what moves the needle for my business. So moving forward, my husband and I made the arrangement that in the morning, I'm going to be doing pure content. I'm not going to be working on emails. I'm not going to be working on pre-interview vettings for other guests. I'm not going to be working on social media. I'm not going to be working on reels, editing, none of that. Well, actually editing social media videos, but I can edit podcast episodes. So now we're just fully honed in, focused on podcast episodes. And that's what I'm going to do in the morning, especially on Mondays and Tuesdays, because those are my peak working days. And I'm also more refreshed Monday and Tuesday, I guess it's because of the weekend. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's so funny, my assistant actually talked about this. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, some shit always comes up. Always. Something comes up with the school. I always get a call on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, especially Thursday, Friday. Those are like the red zones for me. But Monday, Tuesday, I decided to record. And it's so funny. My assistant said that to me. She goes, you should record Mondays and Tuesdays because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, shit always comes up. And then you have to stop recording. Last week, my daughter got pink eye on Thursday. And I had a guest lined up for Thursday. So that screwed up the whole recording for the week. And now I have to catch up. It was this whole mess. So Monday, Tuesday, recording. And then the rest of the week, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least I have content lined up. So then again, it goes back to the arrangement my husband and I made that in the morning, I'll do pure content. And then after my daughter, Kate, gets out of school at 2:30, I'll handle all the other logistics. Lunch, any after-school activities, maybe emails. Pre-interviewing guests doesn't require my full attention. I already made, you know, my decision whether I want that guest on the podcast or not. This is just like putting a stamp on it. But I already know basically who the guest is, what the guest topics are about. So I don't need all of that energy in the morning. So we agreed on this boundary for a reason, but sometimes boundaries can trigger imposter syndrome because when you stop, or at least when I stop, I start questioning if I earned the right to stop. That's my curse as an entrepreneur. If I'm working, I feel like I'm not present for my family. But if I'm parenting, I feel like I'm not building my business. It's like I can't win. I don't know. I can't win. And people talk about imposter syndrome like it's this vague thing that's like holding you back. For me, it's very specific. It's very aggressive and it's in constant. It's a constant thing. So for example, when I record my episodes, like right now, and I listen back to them in post editing, I'm like, no, this isn't good enough. So I have to redo it all over again. Sometimes two times, sometimes three times. I mean, it depends. One, honestly, I feel like I'm a perfectionist. And two, I'm just absolutely terrified. I'm terrified that if I don't get this right, if I can't get my message across to you, or if my message isn't crystal clear, if there's any chance in my mind that someone might think that I either sound stupid or I said something dumb, I feel like I've wasted everyone's time. It's really weird. So I obsess over every word choice. Like the exact phrasing matters more than authenticity, which I'm trying to change moving forward. I'm trying to be more comfortable even when that light turns on. I don't know what it is about that light. As soon as I see it red, something in me shifts that I can't relax. It's really weird. And on top of that, I compare myself to other podcasters all the time. Like people who've been doing this way longer than I have been doing it. People who sound way more polished, more confident, more credible. And my specific flavor of doubt is I always think that I have to cover every single inch. Like if I miss one specific angle on a particular episode, one perspective, one thing that could have helped someone, then I feel like I failed. And then I start thinking, well, I'm not as good as these other podcasters because I'm not seasoned or I don't have their platform. So I have to be more thorough, more perfect, more everything. And that sort of kills me a little bit because perfection is a lie. So that's why I redo my episodes. I obsess, I compare, and then I put them out anyway, terrified the whole time. I hate hitting that publish button. I hate it. It just drives me crazy. So that's imposter syndrome for me. It's very specific and it's brutal. It's so brutal. And I do it anyway, and I show up anyway, because the alternative is letting that doubt win. And I'm not about to do that either. Another thought I had about consistency is that, and I talked about this already earlier is that whole paralegal to creator mind switch. If you are a paralegal out there, shout out to you. I know how difficult that is and how all-consuming that job is. And the job that I had, I didn't just clock out. My previous job, I didn't just clock out. You know, I carried all of the cases with me. The mental load was incredibly enormous. And I feel like that was one of the reasons why I couldn't be consistent with my podcast during working my 9-to-5, because I didn't have anything left. And I had no mental energy, no ability to switch from this litigation brain to the creator brain. So I quit. And you probably think, well, okay, great, problem solved. Now you have all this mental energy in the world. Now you can go ahead and just start, right? But here's the thing that nobody tells you. Switching from one mindset to another is incredibly hard. It doesn't have to be, for me specifically, as being a paralegal. For you, it could be something else. Even though that's my full-time job now, like I'm a full-time creator, it's still really difficult to switch my brain to a creator brain. Because remember, I spent a decade in that paralegal brain. That's how I think. That's how I problem solve. That's my default. And now I have to be in this creator brain, which requires a completely different skill set. It's all about self-discipline and also being vulnerable. Authenticity. Oh my goodness. How many times have you heard, you have to be authentic, you have to be authentic, or she's not authentic? And those two brains don't speak the same language. So even though I'm not working as a paralegal anymore, I'm still fighting that mental load, still fighting that urge to be perfect, to anticipate every single problem. That's why consistency is so much harder than it looks, because it's not just about management. It's about being able to switch your entire operating system and then stay in that new system. And some days I can't. Some days my brain just wants to go back to what it knows. It's very weird, but it pulls me to being back, to going back to being a paralegal, to having structure, to having clear answers. And on those days, those are the days that I feel the strongest, that I want to quit, that I don't want to do this anymore, that I don't think I'm capable of running a podcast business. Because whenever I go back to that old brain, I feel, it's a feeling, I feel that at least I know I could be good at that. Like, I know that I'm a rock star paralegal. And I know I'm really good at that. And I know that I could just revert back to that. So you feel like, okay, I could just go back real quick. And I don't have to go through this pain of figuring something new out. So let me give you a bit more, let's zoom out a little bit about this quitting fantasy that I have. So in the beginning, my quitting 9-to-5 mom with a pod fantasy was very passive. Like, I think about quitting 9-to-5 mom with a pod at least once a day, at least, for sure. And last week, I had the nerve to scroll through job boards. Just, I know that I was just looking, not seriously, but I was keeping that mental door open. Like, it made me feel good to scroll through job boards, thinking that, oh, if I leave the door open just in case I need this escape, I could just take it. And it felt like that was my safety net. I felt that it was my safety net, and the fantasy of, if it gets too hard, I could just go back to being a paralegal. I could go back to having a paycheck. I could go back to having stability. I could just stop all this uncertainty, and I don't know what it's going to look like next month, because that's where I'm at right now. I don't even know what next month is. I have no idea what's going to happen next month. And that really got stuck in my head. I know that I never really actually applied for the jobs, and I never seriously considered leaving. But last week, I don't know, I felt too close to comfort on it. It felt a little bit different, a little bit more aggressive. Like, my mind was like, maybe you should go back, you know? And part of that is also because now it's become real. Now I have sponsors for 9to5 Mom with a Pod. Now I have actual business obligations and I owe a service to someone and now I have to deliver that service. And so quitting my fantasy has changed. Now it's not, well, I could just go back to being a paralegal. Now it's sort of shifting to, am I making my sponsors happy? Am I happy with this? What does this actually look like for me in the future? So the stakes are a little bit higher because I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm actually accountable for someone else besides myself. And that to me is incredibly terrifying. Because when you're accountable only to yourself, when you can hide behind, you know, you can hide and tell yourself stories about like, well, you know, this just didn't work out. You didn't really give it a full try. So it's like you can quietly quit and pretend like it was never that serious, you know? But when you have a real business or your business gets to the level where it's actually making money, like you're actually providing a service to someone, that first sale, the second sale, the third sale, you can't just hide. Now you have to show up. Now you have to deliver. And now you have to be professional about it, right? So some days it feels like it's too much. Some days I really truly think that I really believe, man, I just wanted to be a podcaster. I didn't sign up for all of this, but that's also a lie because I did sign up for this. I committed to it. I went into debt for it. I have breakdowns in the bathroom for it. And now I have to see it through. And I think that's really, really hard. That quitting fantasy is still there. It's just more complicated now because quitting doesn't mean freedom anymore. It just, for me, if I quit now with how far I got, it means I absolutely 100% failed. Consistency cost me my job. 10 years of knowing what I was doing, 10 years of having a paycheck, 10 years of being someone people respected in that field. Like, I was really good at that. Everybody knows me as the paralegal, you know? It cost me months of zero income while I was trying to figure out how to do this and how to run this as a business because there is no secret. It cost me money that I didn't have before, like equipment, learning, training, trying to do everything right. It cost me my mental space. And it also cost me the ability to hide behind my job. When you have a 9to5, you can blame external circumstances, right? And say, well, that's not my fault. That's your business, not my business. Now it's just me. It's my choices, it's my executions, is my responsibility. And it's still costing me every single day. But here's also, I know that sounds really like Debbie D, but here's also what consistency gave me in return. It gave me the knowledge that I can follow through, that I can commit to something hard or difficult and be able to stay. It gave me a community of women who are also building things alongside me and who are also counting on me. And it gave me all these sponsors, like real business income that I didn't even think that was possible. So this is all that proof that this can work. It exists. And maybe most importantly, I feel like consistency gave me the knowledge that I chose this, that I'm choosing this every single day. And in choosing it, even on the hard days, even in the bathroom when I'm having a full mental breakdown, it still means something. That's what consistency costs. And that's what it gives also in return. So for anybody out there who's thinking about quitting right now, maybe you're in the same boat as I am. Like if you're where I'm at right now, you just need to know something. That the passive quitting fantasy that I was talking about earlier, I could just go back if I wanted to, that's completely normal. That's completely normal. That's actually healthy. That's your brain giving you an escape, right? So you don't feel trapped. But the only thing I will tell you is that the aggressive quitting, the passive quitting is fine when you think about it, whatever. That means that you've leveled up. the next level, that you're not playing that game anymore. And when it gets really scary, which it normally does, I don't think I've ever met anybody that was like, oh, I had such a linear business experience. I feel like it's very messy and shitty. It's not fun, that's for sure. But there is that moment in your business journey that you will level up a little bit, that it's not a game anymore. It's not a thought anymore. It's not something that you just talk to people. Oh yeah, I'm a podcaster. No, you're leveled up. Now money's coming in. You're responsible for that. This is where you have to decide, are you actually in this or are you just dabbling into this? Because this costs something. This journey will cost you something. It's going to cost you your time. It's going to cost you money. It's going to cost your presence with your family. It's going to cost your mental health some days. And you have to be really honest about whether you're willing to pay that price. If the work itself isn't enough, like if you're doing this for the payoff, then I feel like you should stop and reassess what you're doing. I mean that very seriously, because you'll burn out real quick. You'll resent it and then you'll be bitter about it. So you definitely don't want that. But if the work is the thing, like if you can't not do it, like you have to do something about it. And if you're thinking about quitting, but the thought of quitting also makes you feel like you're also like removing this part of yourself, like you're thinking about quitting, but it also hurts you, then you can stay. But if you're thinking that, oh, I'm going to do this because of the payoff, because I want to be an entrepreneur and have all these amazing opportunities of doing the work and not have a boss, just stop right there. And you need to also stop waiting for this permission. You need to stop waiting for it to feel easier. You need to stop waiting for it to be good enough. Because that's how I felt for like 2.5 years of trying to do the podcast and working a 9-to-5. I was just, I needed to be easier. I needed to be better. I'm just going to stop until it's, you know, my schedule is perfect, until I've lost the perfect 30 pounds and I look amazing and I feel amazing. All you need to do is just keep showing up. That's all you need to do. And even in my 5.5 hour window that I have, I still have broken moments. I still have bathroom breakdowns, but I still keep showing up though. I still keep showing up. I will cry in the bathroom, and the bathroom story, that's for another episode. But I have my bathroom mental breakdowns. But that's what consistency actually is. It's not this formula. It's not this magic formula. It's not a promise. It's just showing up. It's knowing that it will cost you something and choosing to do it anyway. And that's it. That's the whole thing. So once you're seeing all of these videos about, here's the sample. I see a bunch of YouTube videos. This is what my week actually looks like. I'm not saying you can't watch those videos. Those videos are very helpful for you to see what other people are doing, just like I'm also explaining to you what my experiences are. But it doesn't mean that my experiences will match your life experience. So whatever it is that you're going through in life, whatever your schedule is, maybe you're taking care of a loved one like I am, but you're also dealing with motherhood and a job and a 9-to-5. You sort of need to play around with your schedule in the beginning until this becomes the serious thing. But if you're waiting for a specific moment for it to hit perfectly, it's not. Something will always come up. So you just need to find something that actually works for you. That's what consistency is. You have to find what works for you. Maybe it should be clarified in the videos, like, hey, this is my schedule. This is what works for me. You know, especially with creators that don't match your certain lifestyle, like I sometimes resent it sometimes when I watch other creators and I'm like, this creator doesn't have any kids. They're like, oh, all you have to do, we have the same 24 hours. No, we don't. No, we don't have the same 24 hours. And if we're going to start that debate, I'm just going to tell you that right now. That's a lie. We don't have the same 24 hours. But we can definitely find something in those 24 hours that works for us. But that's you. I can't tell you that. You have to look at where the gap is. You have to find that gap and then make it work for you. So the first lie is that. if I just show up consistently, success will come. But the truth is, if you show up consistently, you'll pay the price. You'll probably go into debt. You'll miss moments with your loved ones or your friends. You'll have breakdowns in the bathrooms. I have to talk about the whole mental breakdown in the bathroom story. That's another episode, I promise. But you'll also redo episodes three times like I do. I'll redo it until I feel like it's perfect. Maybe this is just me now. I'll probably get better at it later. You'll question yourself every single day. But at the end of all of that, you know that you're still in it. You're still choosing it every single day. And you're still thinking about showing up in some way, shape, or form. And if you're building something, I definitely see you. I see you and I know what it's costing you. I was trying to do more of a raw episode, but it became this whole motivational thing. So thanks for listening and I will see you next week. Take care.